NYC Guitar Orchestra, and last year was sort of a mouthful, but it was the New York City Classical Guitar Society's Community Guitar Orchestra, right? So now the NYC Guitar Orchestra is a little easier to say. We've got some new members this year as well, so welcome to all of you who are new. We're missing one or two people this evening who I've heard can't make it, but they should return next week. So tonight I'm going to do a few warm-up things. After we do some warm-up things, we're going to go and sort of reintroduce ourselves to each other, and then we're going to dig in with a little bit beginning of the chorale, perhaps a little bit of the Josh Eustace as well. So first things first, some of you have never stood behind a conductor or in an orchestra before. Some of you have not played in ensembles ever before, so I'm going to go over just a few things special for you and sort of review for everyone for last year. When I come up to the podium and I put the stick out here, I'm showing where the beats occur. Right? So whenever I show at the beginning of a piece, anytime the stick gets back to this place, that's basically a beat. Right? So what I'd like you to do now at this point is mute your strings. Right? Use your left hand to mute your strings. You'll be able to act more clearly. And I'm just going to conduct beats, and I want everyone to play just on any open string. I don't care which one it is. You'll play one note, and we're going to listen to each other and try to play exactly here in time. So again, so when the stick returns right back to this spot, that's going to be where the beats occur. All right, so here we go. We're just going to play one note on the beat. Here we are, ready. On a muted string piece. So she rock. No pitches. So you should hear clicking, not a pitch. Okay, so now you're not quite with me, I don't think, and you're not quite with each other. I'm hearing some put it up, put it up. So we want them all to sound exactly together. So. In a regular orchestra, the principal violinists, right, and cellists sit in the front. Why do they sit in the front?
So
you can see the bow. Now, when section leader and section leader and section leader and section leader play a note, what do you see?
Nothing.
Exactly. So what I'm going to ask, especially for the four of you, is to show something with your head so the people behind you, right, they should be sort of like you're following me and they're following you, so I need to see some sort of movement from you to help your section follow you, right? So here we go. So if it's just a little movement with your head, that's fine. Here we go. So here we go again. And so I'm going to conduct in three this time. What you're going to see in three, like in the Eustace, is you're going to be, the first beat's going to be here. I'm going to move to my left and then to my right. So two, and then the other way for the three. So one, and two, and three, and one, and two, and three, and accent one, and easy, three, and strong, and two, and three, and strong. So now, This time I'm gonna ask you to subdivide the beats, right? I'm gonna ask you to subdivide the beats and count the entire time that you're playing, right? It's not quite enough just to follow the stick. You should also be counting on your own at all times. So I'm gonna ask you now to subdivide. So I've met with some of you and talked, I usually use the word te, right? Instead of and, a lot of people say one and two and three and. I think that's fairly imprecise. If you say one te, two te, three te, it's pretty clear where the notes begin. So I want you to say out loud, this time as I conduct,
one te, two te, three te, one te, two te, three te, one te, two te, three te, one te, two te, three te.
Okay, and now you're going to play just quarter notes, but still counting one te, two te, three te. All right, this time, here we go. Ready?
One te, two te, three te, 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 one te.
Now you're starting to speed up a little bit here.
One te, two te, three te, one te, two te.
Just play quarters. That you're with me or with everyone else?
With everyone else.
Yes, it's more important that you're with everyone else than me. My job, I think, is to make you feel comfortable, right? But the most important thing you should be doing is listening and making sure that you are playing in time with everyone else around you. For example, we're going to do the same thing again. Right? We'll do the same thing again. And you're going to see what's going to happen. Here we go.
One, two,
So what happens then is if I speed up, I'm actually faster than you, right? And your job is to catch up. Your job is to catch up as a group, right? Which is why it's especially important that the four of you are showing. Right? The four of you are showing. So let's try once more. I won't make it so drastic.
One, two, 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 three, two, one, two.
Let's have front row, everyone in the front row playing quarter notes, and everyone in the back playing eighth notes, right? Everyone in the back playing eighth notes, right? In the front playing quarters. Now, the bigness. You can tell me what the bigness means. Yeah, it's going to be volume, right? It's going to be volume. So little movements are going to be soft, and big movements are going to be loud. So let's try it. Let's see what happens. Let's have everyone play eights. Everyone play eights. Less volume if you can. again. Louder is not faster. Louder is not faster. Here we go. Louder is not faster. Ready? Some Eustace rhythm quickly. Let's do part one. You have the quarter notes, right?
Yeah.
You have the part, you have the quarter notes. So let's have everyone over here in section one doing quarter notes. I forget what the other, which parts have which other rhythms. So let's have everyone in the second section playing one and one and one tay, 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 one tay, tay. So just say that word with me, ready, go. And one tay, 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 one tay, 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 one tay, 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 one tay, tay. All right, that's the rhythm you're going to play. Fives and sixes. Two, three, tay. Two, three, tay. Ha, ha, ha. Let's have everyone in the everyone over here in the fourth section, just play on three hands. So one, two, hum, 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 hum. So we're going to do that all here together. All right, we're going to do that all here together.
No pitch.
Say again?
No pitch.
No pitch. It's easy to hear this time without pitch. Ready, and here it's like a ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup. I'm hearing a little bit of separation. Let's try it again. Let's make sure the sounds come out exactly together. One, and two, and three, and top, and two. Choose on your rhythm. One, two. Say out loud with me because you're more of a mess here. One, tay, two, tay, count. And one, tay, two, tay. Inside this time without counting aloud. One, let's start exactly together. One, two, three. Two. that second beat, the end of the second beat is not quite together. Right? It's the end of the second beat. So I'm hearing bum bum bra. It's right on the end of that second beat. So let's do it again and listen to that beat together. It's a little bit late. I think two people are playing it late. Bum bum bum. Take a lot of concentration because it's like the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It's easy to zone out. Freeze. Thank you. Now, see how clean it sounded at the end? It sounded pretty good. So now, we're not going to go through that much. I'm going to give you one shot. All right? So we're going to just start it. Same rhythms you're just playing. Let's see if it still holds. See if it still holds together on top. There we go. Same thing we just did. We wanted to be exactly in time. Everyone's parts exactly together from the first eight. And I'll give you three beats. So let's take a moment, let's reintroduce ourselves. Go state your name and where you're from and stuff.
Joe Parisi, I was in the orchestra last year. Glad to be back and looking forward to another happy, exciting year.
Oh, there's no happiness, but all right.
I'm Jeff Zed. I'm a 100% newbie, first rehearsal, first year.
Sue Vine, second year.
Marlon, second year. I'm Renee, I'm from Mexico. I'm here only until December this year. I am studying at NYU as an exchange student, so I just joined.
Jeff, second year.
Hi, I'm Peter Voorhees. This is my third year.
I'm Sarah Harris. This is my second year.
And I'm a senior.
I'm John Olson, this is my third year.
I'm Stephanie, it's my second year.
I'm Anthony, this is my first year.
Let's go back, y'all.
Mike, first year.
Holly, third year.
Marissa Comerton, this is my second year.
Jerry Feenan, first year.
Jay Wagner, this is my first year.
Tom Parker, third year.
Carlos Nunez, my third year here.
Papa Valencia, second year.
Martin, third year.
Damian Fallon, second.
Catherine, it's my second semester.
Is it your first semester or your late? Did you do the whole year last year?
Half the last.
Half the last year.
My third year.
Dave Shrisky, I think three years, yeah.
Roberta Wallace, started last year, had to drop out, but we came back.
Milton Edwards, second.
Okay, good. So, so here's what's going on this season. We're going to be working on music for the spring, right? So the two pieces you have right now, the chorale and the How Slowly All of a Sudden, will belong to the springtime concert. We're going to be playing in the end of this semester. We're going to be playing on December 2nd at the GFA Regional Symposium. We've been moved to the evening, so we were going to be doing one piece, and I'm waiting to hear back from Martha Masters if maybe we can have some more time for the evening concert to maybe do more than one piece. I think the piece we're going to be doing is Mist. Yay! Yes, yes. I debated about this for some time, whether or not to use the old configuration, or we're going to stay in the seats you are now. And I think we're going to stay in the seat that you are now, so you will have to learn potentially a new part on Mist. But I'll tell you why. Because you'll know more about the rest of the piece. Right? You know more about the rest of the piece, I think. I listened to the recording that John sent overall, came off pretty well. And I think we'll spend some time actually playing each other's parts in rehearsal so you have a better understanding of the piece. I think that's going to help a lot. So I think there's a lot of things I can do to make that piece more manageable, and we're going to try those this session. I'm halfway done arranging the Bach Sheep May Safely Graze. That was the number one requested piece off the list of pieces I sent to you. The next two most requested pieces were the Corelli and the, interestingly, the Arvo Pärt. So those are the three that I think I'm going to work on most getting ready for this group. So we'll have all of those pieces then at the holiday concert, which location is not yet determined, but we'll be doing most of the holiday concert here at the end after December 2nd. What was the date, John? Do you remember? 12th?
22nd?
Okay, so in December, there's another one after the 2nd. We'll be playing some holiday program as part of a fundraiser to try to raise people funds for this group. So that's what's on tap. All right, that's what's on tap so far. If we do a second piece at the GFA, we'll also do John Pieslak's piece, Ambient Spheres, as well. And if we have time for one more, then maybe the Bach, if it's ready by then.
No Granada.
Say again?
No Granada.
Potentially. I think the Granada is, my expectation could be very much more similar to the things that are beyond the GFA sort of symposium. So I think one of the things that's, I think, important to the group is the sort of commissioning project, and that's, I think, also what makes it really unique. You know, so it's not just, I would rather give these composers more than one performance and then throw it away. I think that's more important than doing.
Also, Jason, speaking
yes.
of performances, are you going to upload John to YouTube last year? So?
He just gave me the disc. I recorded sound files last year in the hard drive with the high quality recording crashed, and so I wasn't able to put it together because I had video but no sound. So it wouldn't make much sense to put that up. So now that I have the video from John, I'll be processing that video and putting it up on YouTube. I took the old YouTube page down because we changed our name. We're no longer the whatever it was before. All right, so we have a new YouTube page which will be NYC Guitar Orchestra, which is more simple. Thoughts, comments about this year so far, questions?
I was just
yes.
wondering when you send out, we'll send out the music to the other.
As soon as I finish arranging.
Mist, but like Mist, for example.
Mist, I want to do 2 weeks on these, and then.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then I have to get more parts from the composer, which
I
I'm waiting on as well.
Oh, okay.
Because not everyone, we don't have enough parts to go around because he has these big flip sheets, if you remember from last time. Mm-hmm. So they're big, eight, what are they, 11 by 17?
Oh,
yeah. They're very.
Yeah.
It's not something that comes off my printer.
I get you.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Not something
or
that
would
that
we want it to come off your printer. Say again? Nor would we want it to come off anybody's printer.
Jason.
Yes, of course.
Those concert dates, are they on the calendar?
Those are already on the calendar,
okay.
Yes. Others?
And for the ambient spheres, will we also be doing different parts possibly?
Yes. There won't be time to change seating in the middle of a concert. Oh, you mean the flyers for the other concerts? Yes. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so why don't you pull out the chorale part? Chorale part? Thank you. here with Just the Rhythm. We're going to start it with Just the Rhythm. I'm going to ask you to play those punky dead sounds again. All right, so we're going to listen for Just the Rhythm. And for those of you who haven't worked with the conductor before, this is what you're going to see. In the 4-4, right, I'm going to conduct to my left, to my right, and then to my left again. So 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, and you'll see that big up. So it looks like this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. All right, so you always see the big up before the downbeat of the measure. When we get to the 6-4 bar, I'm going to conduct 3 to my left or to your right, and then 3 the other direction. So it's going to look like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, so it's going to be 3 to my left or to your right, and then 3 in the other direction. All right, and then we'll be back to 4. And in this section, we also have a 5-4. The 5-4, I'll conduct twice to my left, so 1, 2, and then the remaining 3 beats will be to my right or to your left. Okay. And I think that's it for this section. But for now, just the first phrase. Now just the first phrase. Mezzo piano is the dynamic. Mezzo piano is the dynamic. Pumping sounds, let's just do the rhythm together in time. Cool. So I'll give you one beat, and then you put on the second. Some of you were early. Okay, so that's the end of that phrase. Let's do it in time. So there's nothing on the downbeat. There's nothing on the downbeat of the second bar, it's all tied, so ta, 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 nothing on the downbeat. Let's try it with pitch. Let's try it with pitch. Beat of that next measure, right after we just finished, there should be what?
Silence.
So all that sound should be cleared, right? There should be no sympathetic resonance. You should actually stop all of your strings. Much volume to give in the rest of the piece, so not so loud, not so loud. But now I'm still hearing sound on that 1, 2, 3, 4. On the fifth measure, I'm hearing sound, and some of you, when you're stopping the sound, I'm getting clicking on your string, so there should be no clicking. First phrase again. Easier. once more. Ready? Good. Do it again. I need less volume over here. Less volume over here. Make the second phrase only as loud as the first. Right? The second phrase only as loud as the first. I know you want to sort of push the volume, but it should be the same as the first phrase. Right? Same volume as the first phrase.
Five.
Measure five. Yes. Measure five. We started last time. The crescendo begins in measure six, not in measure five. Right? So let's not push at the beginning of five. Let's hold back until he has the crescendo marked in measure six. Right, so we're going to do just measure five and only that phrase, that very short phrase. Here we go. Hear guitar ones by themselves at measure 11. Here we go. So everyone else, you need to listen because we're not quite landing together. They have G, A, C, and your chord all comes when they play their C. So let's play just that measure. Just that measure. And you should play your second half note when they play their C. G, measure 9. Measure 9. So forte. Should be louder than the first two phrases. It was sort of softer. Mezzo forte, measure 9. Actually hear the volume increase just a little at 18. I didn't hear much swell. So here we go, 17. 17, letter A. At letter A, if there is not a crescendo marked, don't push the volume, and if there is, let's do. So they're sort of sounding
just
a little bit the same. Yeah.
And G, is that, that's loudish there, right? And then they come down softly over here, I think. Is that what happens? It seems to be that way, but.
We're sort of still mezzo forte the whole,
right.
The whole way.
Right.
So letter A again? Letter A? Don't push the volume. Now push. Two, three, four. Back away. Less. Shh. Don't push the volume. Do not push the volume. marked in your dynamic?
Forte.
Forte. And it's happening as it sounds much less, and then the whole orchestra comes in, and you can sort of get buried in sound. So forte at 25 needs to be much more.
Okay.
Much more. Let's do letter A again. Letter A again. Ones again at 25. Forte. 17, letter A. Don't push the volume. Now push. Measure 29, please. 29. Don't play your first beat unless you're a one. Right. Let's make that last chord softer than the rest of the phrase, not louder. Right. It should be less in volume. So we're forte until that last chord, mezzo forte. Here we go. 29. 29. Just a little louder than it started. Ready, 29, and one. Until later. String noise, no popping sounds, silence. Here we go. Top. Thank you. two more topics. Questions at all?
So that,
yes.
That whole section from 27 is still supposed to be forte, right? There's no decrescendo or anything.
It should be forte, yeah. We're trying to get this triplet together in time in 28. 27. Here we go. 3, 4, and 2. Balance the ones I think a little more. 27. Here we are, and... Strong ones, here we go. Notes now that you need to make notes, things that I said, things that you weren't doing, write them down now. Yes?
Are we supposed to bring our own stands?
They have limited stands here, but if you have a low stand, it would be good to bring. Yes.
I know how to help.
Okay. So we've got 25 to go. Letter B. Mike is?
It's a piano.
So, yes. Subdivide when I conduct it, because I'm hearing bum, bum, bra, right? So the threes are sort of playing a little bit for you ones. One, and two, and four. Good, it sounded much, when I was counting the subdivisions, it was much more in time. So this time you count, letter B. Make sure you count this time, letter B. Here we go. And one. Try to not conduct so square. Keep subdividing. Letter B.
Thank you.
four. Three, one, once more. Three, four, and one. Tay, two, tay, three, tay, four, tay, two, tay, three, tay, four. One, tay, two, tay, three, tay, four, tay. Inside of measure, starting at measure 41. So it's one, two, bum, ba-dum, bum. So the second half of that first beat should be a rest, right? So measure 41, let's start again. Let's actually clean the sound at those little eight rests. The title of this piece is?
Chorale.
And what do people do in chorales?
Breathe.
Yeah, they breathe. All right, 41, 41 again. Four and one, two, day, four, day, two, day, three, day, four, day, one, off, play. Stop on that rest. We're going to stop on the rest in 43. We're going to stop on the rest in 43. Ready, and one. Stopping on the rest. Don't play past. Let's do it again. Ready, and one. Stopping on the rest in 43. Stopping on the rest in 43. Don't play after the rest. Ready, and one. There should be silence. There should be silence at that rest. Closer. Ready, and one.
It's contagious.
Silence on the rest. Yes, here we go. Once more. It was almost, but I was like, yeah, no. Better. It wasn't quite together. Right? The sound didn't stop together, but it was mostly right. Here we go again. And one. Ready, play, and one. Okay, good. Now we're going to go on this time. We are going to go on this time.
So here's the not going on.
Must be silent and the sound must be cleared. Right, no resonance in 45, and the same thing will happen in 47. Mm-hmm. 41 again. Let's go back to 41, observing all of these rests. One off. 47, please. 47, here we go. 3, 4, and 1. 2. Last two whole notes, right? I was hearing sliding and changing pitches. 47 again. 47 again. 3, 4, and rest. And 2, 3, holding. 1, 2, 3, 4, and play rest. Okay, so that's all we're going to do on this one for today. So what I need is to apply these same ideas. Please apply these same ideas about rests and dynamic up through. We're gonna go up to the 7 feet for next. No, I take it back. We're gonna go up to F. Next rehearsal, up to F. Beginning to F, next rehearsal. And please change over to the all of a sudden, slowly, suddenly, or whatever this is called. How slowly all of a sudden? So quickly, and when you're there, please make no noise so I know you're there. Okay. So at 61, this is the first place where everyone plays. We've only got 10 minutes. We're just jumping in right where everybody is playing. I'm going to jump in right where everyone is playing. Guitars 4 and 5, you must observe your rests, right? You must observe the rests. So let's have just guitars 4 and 5 right here. Here we go. I'm going to go a little bit under tempo. 1, 2, 4s and 1, 2, 3, and 1. 61, 4s and 5s, parts 4 and 5. 1, 2, 3, and 1. Put your hand up in the air if you're guitar 4. There should be 1, 2, 3, 4s. The 4s are over here. Who's got 4s? Who else? Yeah? So if you're a 4, you're playing, and then the 5s. Johnny, is that right? How many people do you have playing 4s?
These
4. Those 4, all 4 of them in the back. Okay, so all 4 of you are playing at measure 61. Measure 61. And then everyone in the back here?
Just 2.
Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and guitar 4s. A, all the 4s, here we go. Ready, play. And A. But now please play really loud. Ready, go. And louder, please. You can do more. Louder. Please, louder. And now I hear A's ringing out here, like A. But it's B. A. Right, with those rests. Alright, so it's guitar 5, two, three, and one. And play on two. B2. Two, three, and one. Two, three, and. Please, just fives. Three, and one. Two, three, and one. Two, three, and one. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. Pop. Together. Maybe move together a little bit. Move, two, three, and pop, pop, pop. But now please, one. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop. Right, so accented, accented up. Pop, pop. Pop, pop. Pop, pop. And let's have twos and threes together. Twos and threes. Pars two and three. Pars two and three. One and two and three and one. Lock in with the ones over here. Here we go. Ready, play, and one, two, three.
So I'm sorry.
Guitar ones.
So when you say ones, you mean all of us, or just
though on this piece, guitar one.
Oh,
the
I'm
part
sorry.
Part that says guitar one.
Okay.
Just the part that says guitar one. Ready, and one, two, three, one, two. So let's do this again. We're quite out of time here. I'm trying to just make it really stable for now. We'll go a little slower. Right? Really stable in time. One and two and three and one and two and three. You're rushing me. You're faster than I'm counting. Ready? And one and two and three and one and two. We had this bum bum bum, and right now it seems really weak. So it needs to be bum bum bum, right? Really strong and really, really forward. Alright, let's try just the fourth bar of the guitar eights. Alright, just your fourth bar in that section. 64. 64, we have the two infinites at the end. There we go, guitar four or guitar eights. Ready, and one, and two, and bum bum bum. Make it louder. Ready, and one, two, pum, pum, pum. Even louder, you're getting closer. Ready, and one, and two, and pum, pum, pum. Two, almost. Just a little more, I think you'll be right there. Ready, and one, and two, and three, and two. That's better. Okay, everyone, 61. Everyone at 61. Everyone at 61. One. One, two, three, and one.
Thank you.
there's a lot of different stuff going on, and we have to know what's important at what time. We have to know what's important at what time. Eights, you are way below everyone else's register, and you are the support, so you just need to be loud all of the time. Especially your 2/8 notes, right? Those are the most important two notes. So right now I'm hearing like ba ba pom, but I need pa da. Right? I need those 2/8 notes at the end of that fourth bar to be really strong and really clear. Renee, when you have a ba da pa, right? That's like the only real melodic bit in this whole bit, in the whole thing. Right? So that needs to be really up front and really forward. Is anyone playing with you?
Right,
so four players. Okay, you're the only one I heard. So anyone else playing that part with Renee needs to be, that needs to be loud as well. Yes, all right, that's loud. Everyone else, we're going to tone down the volume. Alright, we've got 2 minutes, so if we need to. Here we go. Ready? 61. Alright, we're just going to repeat 61 through 64, just keep going, and I'm going to make sound adjustments as we keep going. Here we go. 1 and 2 and 3, 61. 2. Neutral color for now, right? And then those of you with the melody, very warm. Right? So warm on that melody. Fours and fives accented. Hey, shh, please, I don't know who's listening, who's not. So fours accented and bright, fives accented and bright, The sixes, right with the melody, very warm, very Villalobos-y, I guess. And eights, as much as you can give me. Yes, Margaret.
You want us to repeat those four measures?
Yes, for now, yes. That's right.
Oh, just keep going.
Just, yeah, just.
Even though there's rest, so. Okay.
Six, you're doing 61, 62, 63, 64.
Okay.
All right?
Gotcha.
All right, we're just going to check it for balance and color, and then we have to go.
Yes.
Just we're out of time. There you go. One and two and three and one. Because the eights aren't able to be loud enough to support the whole thing, right? So everyone down a notch, y'all give it everything you got, and we'll see if that fixes the balance then. Right, here we go. Right, everyone down just a notch in volume, and the eights still give it your all. Here we go. One and two and three and. Next week, again, we're going to go up to, what did I say, letter F? Mm-hmm. So I said letter F in the chorale, and we should be able to go all the way through the key change in the Eustace, right, up to the D major, right, up to the two sharps, which is going to be measure.
D major.
Two sharps.
113.
113, right, so next week, up to 113. Right, because this is your assignment for next time. Once we're going to be rehearsing, That doesn't mean slack off on the rest of the pieces. Still be preparing the rest of the pieces. Don't just prepare for the rehearsal, be working on everything. But again, keep in mind that's what we're going to be focusing on next rehearsal. Right? So practice everything, but be prepared most of all for those two spots. Thank you. See you next week.